this case was brought on fundamental principles of protecting the integrity of the environment in line with, the known principles of precaution, prevention. But unfortunately, I think there was omission, which is common in cases. Technicalities were the biggest challenge in this matter, whereby you must file a case within 2 months. So when you compute from 2017, when the intergovernmental host agreement was signed, and yet the case was filed almost 3 years later, they were out of time to file their good case. They had a good case, but they were out of time. And so you really find that such a good case has gone unattended to, that there was no opportunity to enable the court to investigate and inquire into the various international environmental principles that were so important in guiding, the countries, the host countries of the ECOP, in as far as the integrity of Mother Earth and protection of the environment, land, human people, their well-being, and all that is concerned.
Even though the court said that the lawsuit was brought too late, is there a possibility to appeal, and where to?
Yeah, they can appeal. There's a chamber, there's an appellate chamber, the upper chamber. There's that possibility of appeal, but given the ruling, it's a tough order to get a favorable outcome. Because you see, the ruling is based on the fact that time had lapsed for them within which to bring the appeal. And you see, the court consistently says that, look, we don't have the power to extend time within which to file your case. But probably it is something they can test in the upper chamber, because this is a case of great, environmental jurisprudential importance, that if it's adjudicated upon, then it can set various principles to rest.
Now, you mentioned the environmental concerns for which this lawsuit was brought. On the other hand, the economic benefit of this pipeline, which has been touted by President Museveni, I wonder, people might be thinking maybe there's something else behind the ruling than just being too late.
No, I think having read the ruling, the legal reasoning is okay. But you see, even if there are concerns, the point is sustainable development. You have to balance environmental conservation and development. And that's why one of their complaints was that, look, you want to commence the ECOP, the South African crude oil pipeline, you signed a government intergovernmental host agreement and host agreements without conducting a strategic environmental impact assessment. Because you see, it is in those strategic environmental impact assessments that that VOPA or the pipeline company will identify the risks involved, the environmental, social aspects and risks involved, and then they suggest mitigation measures.